This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Landis. I'm Mark Magnuson. USDA staff in Mexico are investigating how a cow infected with New World screwworm was transported from southern Mexico to a location only 70 miles from the U.S. border. We will hear more from Lauren Stump of USDA next.
Harvest isn't easy. Long hours, heavy loads, hard miles. But the work doesn't stop when the crop comes out. At Landis, we know next year's harvest is already in the making. It starts with choosing the right seed. It builds with acreage inputs that push your crop further. And it stays sharp with Sky Scout technology that finds issues before they cost you bushels. This isn't chance, it's planning. And it's what we do together. Talk to your Landis advisor or stop at your local Landis location today. And let's get next season started.
USDA staff in Mexico are investigating how a cow infected with New World screwworm was transported from southern Mexico to a location only 70 miles from the U.S. border.
We have people who are in Mexico right now determining what the situation is, why it was not caught, and why that movement actually occurred.
That is Deputy Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs Lauren Stump, just days after USDA announced an infected 8-month-old cow was moved to a feedlot in northern Mexico.
We have to enhance that U.S. oversight and surveillance. We've got to get better case reporting, lock down that animal movement that's happening in Mexico to prevent further spread.
Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins accused Mexico of not doing enough to combat New World screwworm spread and vowed to step up U.S. efforts to protect the U.S. beef industry and consumers.
We're doing proactive trapping in areas where we know it is not yet, so that we have that proactive early signaling. We've also deployed traps along the U.S. border in Texas, in Arizona, and New Mexico, and are looking at deploying traps in California.
USDA says it is also planning to add more cattle fever tick patrol officers and detector dogs. USDA launched a multi-million dollar action plan last month, which includes new sterile fly production facilities. For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter that delivers those 5 daily stories to your inbox each day. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters.